Lord, we just pray now for your word. Lord, you're living and active, and Lord, you tell us to let your words dwell richly within us. Lord, your word is so important to us, Lord, to our growth. And Lord, as Jeremiah prayed, your word were found when he ate them, and they became the delight of his soul. Lord, may they become the delight of our soul. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Really good scripture in Romans 5. So many things in here, but just kind of one little idea today. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained our introduction or our access by faith into this grace in which we have been placed, or which we stand. With the word is mean that you've been placed there. If you're in Christ, you're kind of planted in grace. And it says this, that we exalt, word we don't use a lot nowadays, in hope, in the glory of God. Or exalt in, you know, we think of joyous, but it's really like a God-given confidence. You know, actually it comes from a word of holding your head up high. You know, we exalt in hope of the glory of God. Okay? Sounds like a real religious term, right? We just put it simple, right? We're confident and we expect this God-given hope, right? The glory of God is just his presence. So we exalt, that's in hope of the glory of God. So our hope is in the glory of God, okay? That's where our confidence has to be in, okay? So it's kind of a similar verse in Colossians chapter 1. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I do my share on behalf of his body, which is the church, in filling up that which is lacking in Christ's afflictions. Of this church I was made a minister according to the stewardship from God bestowed on me for your benefit, so that I might fully carry out the preaching of the word of God. That is, the mystery which has been hidden for past ages and generations, but has now been made manifest to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And we proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, that we may present every man complete or perfect, full, mature, grown in Christ. And for this purpose, I labor, striving according to his power, which works mightily within me. Tie this into the hope of expectation of the glory of God. All right? Christ living within you is your hope of glory. Okay? Your focus so many times in mine can be getting so frustrated with ourselves and with our behavior or with our actions that we seem to do over and over again. You ever been there? When we do that, it's really a deception of the evil one, okay? Because your hope is in your ability to change. And you're thinking, man, I just want to do better, so I'm going to do better. I'm going to, you know, get with the Lord. I'm going to pray more. I'm going to read my Bible more. I'm going to do all the things to do more, right? So if you do, if you're thinking that way, your hope is in your ability to change. Your hope is not in the glory of God, which is Christ in you. Your hope has to be in the Christ who lives within you to bring about any type of change that you want in your life. It has to be. That's why he said, we stand in grace. I'm justified, I have peace. Justified means just as I've never sinned. I'm at peace with God. We talked about that the other day, shod in your feet. And now you've been planted in grace of God. Just like you would plant a flower or a plant or a tree, you've been planted in grace. Okay? Now your hope has to be in, right? This confident expectation has to be in His ability now. Because part of grace is His activity and His ability in and through you, right? Meaning even to change you or conform you to the image of Christ, it takes Him. That's His ability, not yours. Okay? You can't change apart from Him. Okay? So when my hope, my confident expectation is in Christ in me, the hope of glory, right? And they said that's the God, that's what they preached, that they would present every man full of this, complete in this, and experiencing this. Because in, remember Romans chapter 5, it says now you have all access to this grace of God. Okay? So, it was like a light when I was just thinking about it. I was just laying, I couldn't sleep last night. You ever had sleepless nights? And I was just thinking about this, you know? And I was just thinking about talking to the Lord about some stuff and just real frustrated with myself. And that's when He spoke to me, Craig, your hope is not in the glory of God. Your hope is in your ability to change, which will never happen. Your hope has to be in Christ in you, the hope of glory. Right? That will put hope in you. Okay? If you're trusting in your ability, okay, then all you're going to ever experience is your failure. And it's going to be frustrating, right? Because you may have a victory here, but three losses there, you know? And it can just be a continual frustrating thing. And that's what the Lord said. Craig, you got to transfer. I mean, you got to shift your mind now. What is your hope in? I mean, He said we exalt in the hope. We exalt in that, the hope of the glory of God. Your relationship's anything like with mine, I say, like, God, you got to dumb me this down so I can understand what you're saying. And He said, what is the glory of God? What is the hope of glory? And I thought, well, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He said exactly. If you put your hope in that, if you put your hope in that reality, then you will be transformed. Because you're resting in now, you're resting in His ability to transform you. You're not trusting in your ability to change. It sounds like I'm saying the same thing, but I'm not. You're resting in the hope of glory, right? And in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, that says the glory of God is in the face of Christ, the person of Christ. That word face means all that He, not just as just what you see, it means all that He is in Christ, okay? So, ask God to just shift that in your mind, right? What is your hope in? In changing. Yeah? It's got to be in Him. You can actually have confident expectation of, oh my gosh, yeah, you're changing me. Right? It's your glory. God, your glory resides within me. If you're a believer here, the glory of God lives within you. Right? It just needs your permission to do its work, which means you need to get out of the way. Quit trying to become like that. How can you become like the glory of God? You can't. Lord, give us a greater revelation of this. Lord, let us exalt in hope of the glory of God within us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Lord, I thank You that You give us revelation of that. Let us rest in that reality today and get excited that you're changing us. Lord, just faith in that one thing alone, Lord, that you will change me. You will change my heart. You will change my actions. Makes us excited. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.